episode 1734, Minute to Win It.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. How is your week so far? I don't know about you, but I am just trying to catch my breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. You got a minute to win it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, don't stress over your day. You got a minute to win it. Awaken your heart and rev your engine. The race is on. I think about how crazy life is right now. We are in the midst of planning and finishing the final details on the wedding. I have to tell you, I'm plain plum exhausted. I'm staying up late, getting up early, probably not eating like I should. I mean, I'm eating healthy, but I'm not eating a lot because I'm so busy. When we look at our lives, sometimes we can get caught up in all the struggles, all the stuff. Defeat is yours to beat. You don't have to sit there and hang on to what is pulling you down. No. What life are you really living? Are you ready to feel alive? Or are you ready to settle and be drained? As you go throughout your day, it's easy to get hung up on the difficulties. I get it. You only got a minute to win it. Think about it. You only have 24 hours in a day. Why get hung up on what isn't working? You got a minute to win it. I've been trying to figure out all the little stuff of life. And with my drive up here to the family farm and trying to get things organized and ready as the family of our new son-in-law to be, they are coming in today and I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm looking around going, I have so much to do. The mountain seems too big for me to climb. And I'm so organized, but I look at all the stuff. I'm like, there's no way. But you know what? When I take a pause and I just breathe for a moment, I can see that I actually can get just over the hump. All I need is a minute to win it. What are you doing in your life right now where you're just saying, I just gotta get over this? I just need this little push, just this little one. It doesn't have to be grandioso. It can be just a smidge, a smothering. You don't need to drown in it. You just need a minute to win it. Maybe you're trying to get through your kiddos' finals. I know my babies, it's the end of the first quarter. My daughter is coming up to the middle of her semester. It's kind of a pivotal point for the boys. Man, this is it. They got their grades for the quarter and now it's moving to the second quarter. My daughter, she's like, whoa, this is halfway point. This is check. Got to see where I'm at. You can get kind of nervous about what's around the corner. But you see, you can worry about all that stuff. You can be concerned about it. But you have the minute that you're in right now to win it. Be present. Stop running all the time. Stop making excuses. Stop being so busy that all you can do is think about being busy. Sometimes you need to just stop. Stop. Take a deep breath. What is it that you're after? If you're sitting there going, I need to have 20,000 words written and you needed it 2 months ago. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen today. Unless maybe you're on a retreat all by yourself, then maybe a miracle. But 20,000 words is a lot of words to write. But instead of thinking of it that way, those 20,000 words just go for 200. Wow, you got a minute to win it. Go write 200 words and then guess what? Take a break, go reward yourself. Awesome. Then come back. Do it again. You got a minute to win it. Maybe you're sitting here fighting for your marriage And you're like, I don't know. It's just become stagnant and stale. I just don't feel the love anymore. Okay, well, that's some of it for another episode. However, some of it's mindset too. You're just tired. You're worn out. You're normal. But if you sit there and begin to focus on what you don't like in the marriage, you'll never see what you do like in it. You got a minute to win it. What do you like in your marriage? Go focus on that. Make it stronger. Maybe the kids are driving you wild. Oh my gosh, I get it. I can remember years ago when we were living in Nebraska. We've lived so many places. But when we were living in Nebraska, one thing I did was I would put myself in timeout. It was my minute to win it. And it wasn't that I was defeated. I needed time, just a moment. And so I would go out into our big garage, and Nebraska's cold. We get horrible, horrible winds up there. And winters can be horrific also. But with that, our garage was actually heated. So it didn't matter if it was summertime or wintertime. It was basically climate control. It was awesome. So I would go out and I would sit in my vehicle, or sometimes I would just stand on the stairs and I would just breathe 3 deep breaths. You got a minute to win it. Sometimes we're trying to race to the finish line before we've even gotten to the first marker. What are you doing in your life? Are you trying to run the marathon in a minute? Or are you ready to go out and say, no, I've got to be present. I got a minute to win it. Yes, you do. And I know you got it within you today. So don't despair. Take a deep breath. Find that heart within you, that passion. Ignite that small little flame and be ready to go out, because you got a minute to win it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.